Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It is Wednesday morning, November 14th, 2007, and you're with me, Jonathan Goldman, here on the Healing Sounds radio show on HealthyLife.net. So welcome everyone who's listening. I have a very special guest today by the name of Mandara Cromwell. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in a minute. I'm sort of still recovering. We just got back from the International Sound Healing Conference in Santa Fe, which is really an interesting phenomena. And that's actually one of the things that also Mandara and I are going to be talking about, because she was there as well. But we drove there, and my wife Andy and I, and we did a pre-conference workshop, and then I did a keynote and a presentation on something, and it was really, really wonderful. Probably 500-600 people there, which is a lot of folks, really an indication of the world of sound really, really beginning to manifest into mainstream. And it's it's really, well, for me, it's very, very rewarding. I've been waiting like, what, 30 years or so to see that the mainstream consciousness is going to be, you know, going on and finding out about the power of sound to heal and transform. So it's really, really wonderful, and sort of like a dream come true, the fact that this is finally manifesting. But we knew it would. For those of you out here who have heard of a fellow by the name of Edgar Cayce, who was known as the Sleeping Prophets, who probably close to 80 years ago or so would basically go into sort of a light trance and give these powerful, powerful readings that talked about so many different things, from all sorts of cures that are, some of them have been, if you like, adopted into the medical community, including, I believe one of them was actually the use of putting nails into broken bones or metal into broken bones in order to strengthen the, you know, if it was a really bad break. That's just one of the minuscule things. But Edgar Cayce, many, many years ago, declared that the future medicine would be sound. And here we are, many years later, in the future. And we do think, indeed, that the future medicine will be sound. And that is really a lot of the topic of our conversation today with Mandara Cromwell, because, and I'll be talking more about who and what Mandara is, but really, basically, she is, if you like, the really leading focalizer of this work using sound, direct application of sound on the body, which is called cymotherapy, which initially came from the work of my actually mentor and dear friend Peter Guy Manners, who really in the 1960s began using sound and then really exploring the aspect of using sound on the body for healing, which was unheard of then. Now there's so many different people doing various aspects of work like that, but in the 1960s, you know, Peter was doing this work, and it was my pleasure to actually train with him and work with him and sponsor him for quite a long time in the 1980s. More about that when we return, talking with Mandara, etc. But I want to play you a, just for all of those of us who are in stress, and we know that stress is probably the leading cause of and stress is really, you know, the leading cause of a lot of imbalances on the planet. I want to just play you a little sequence from one of my latest CDs called De-Stress. And keep your fingers crossed, because this has been, if you like, you know, put into the Grammy ballots for a possible nomination for a Grammy. Hasn't yet, but if we, you know, just all think together, maybe it will be. And that would be a great, great, if you like, benefit for sound.
All your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
And you are here with me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Healing Sounds radio show. Yes, obviously it is radio, and we're on HealthyLife.net. And today is November 14th, and my very, very special guest is a lady by the name of Mandara Cromwell. Mandara is president of Simotherapy International. Simotherapy represents the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who began exploration of sound as a healing modality in the 1960s. Dr. Manners, working in a collaboration with a group of other scientists and medical doctors for decades, formulated biosonic signatures and healing frequencies for each part of the body. In the 1980s, it was my great pleasure to have Dr. Peter Guy Manners as one of my most significant mentors in the field of sound healing, and his cymatic instrument, now called the Cyma 1000, generates specific frequencies which are projected into the human body and its associated energy systems for healing. This revolutionary work really truly represents one of the most important modalities of sound healing, and as we were I was talking about right before, Edgar Casey, you know, many years ago said the future medicine would be sound, or the medicine of the future would be sound, and I really do believe that cymotherapy and this instrument and this work is the future which we are now facing. Mandara is a pivotal figure in carrying on the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners, and she has spearheaded by herself almost the launch of the newest evolution of cymatic therapy. So without further ado, I'd like to bring Mandara on. Hello, Mandara.
Hello, Jonathan, and thanks so much for the opportunity to share this time with you and everyone in the audience today.
Well,
it's a real special day. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure for us. Before we begin talking about the work of Peter Manners, the work of the Cyma 1000, the instrument, how it works, why it works, what it works, et cetera, because as we said, it's sort of an instrument that applies direct application of sound to the body for healing. What I always like to ask my guests is, how did you get into doing this?
Oh, this starts at the beginning of this life, I think.
Yes, okay. Let's hear it.
Should we begin there?
Yeah, sure, just as long as it wasn't in a log cabin in Illinois.
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version.
Good.
When I was growing up, I attended a Catholic school. And we every day went to Latin Mass and, of course, studied Latin and Gregorian chant. And so I just had this incredible love of Gregorian chant from early in my life. And as I, progressed on and went to college, got into philosophy and was so interested in Eastern philosophy and started studying Sanskrit chant and actually went to India and studied Indian music and Sanskrit chant, kirtans and ragas, bhajans there. And then that music, the Gregorian chant and the Sanskrit chant, basically permeated my life until about 6.5 years ago, when I received a very interesting phone call from someone who introduced me to the work of Dr. Hans Jenny, and who's a Swiss medical scientist, and coined the word cymatics. He would do these experiments with a metal plate, putting sand or lycopodium powder or water or oil, different mediums, and he would produce sound underneath this plate, and with the different sounds, they would make different geometric forms, and so you could actually see the sound become visible through his incredible experiments. This person also introduced me to the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners, a British osteopath, who, out of his respect to Dr. Jenny, named his technology cymatic therapy. What Peter did is he worked with a group of scientists and physicians, and they collaborated in creating biosignature frequency patterns for each part of the body. And what this caller was telling me on the other end of the phone was that he had spent 5 years going to Peter's clinic 3 times a week and watching all of these people who have basically been thrown on the medical trash heap by other types of medicine, and they were getting their quality of life back in a major way. And so as he was telling me about this, I was sort of transported into the future, and I could see that we were going to one day be in a place where there were booths, sort of like those telephone booths and tanning beds, and we were going to have these in airports and shopping malls, and we were going to go into them and just get tuned up. So I was really, really excited about this, and at the end of this two-hour conversation, I asked this caller, I said, you know, this is really fascinating, but why are you calling me? And he said, I don't know. All I know is that he will pass on, meaning Peter, he will pass on because he was getting quite elderly, and all of this information will not be known, and somebody has to do something. And so as I hung up the telephone, I had a spiritual experience. This large angel appeared before me, and I felt a tap on my spine, like, hey, it's your number that has come up. You need to do something. So ever since that time, Jonathan, I have felt this overwhelming passion to bring not only this technology and development, but also sound in general as it pertains to healing to increase the public awareness. And so that's my Cliff Notes version there.
That's a beautiful story. And I'm really grateful to you, too, because, once again, I'm such an admirer of Peter's work. I mean, we'll talk about this in a minute, but I mean, just the fact that he was probably one of the first beings on this planet in this lifetime, maybe a long, long time ago. People have invented instruments like that, or maybe a long, long time from now, but he was, you know, people are going to be using this in the mainstream, and maybe in this lifetime now we can begin to manifest it, but he was the first that I knew of, and I saw just extraordinary things occur with this instrument. But I, of course, got involved in my own stuff, and you know, while Peter and I continued our communication with each other, et cetera, I got very, very involved in, quote, doing my own thing, and I'm just so very, very grateful that you really sort of took up the torch, or whatever you want, with regard to this. I think we should probably just very, very quickly, not being a student of Latin or Greek, what does the word cymatics mean? Do you know?
Yes, this word that was coined by Dr. Yeni comes from the Greek word chyma, or chyma, which means wave and or pressure. And so that's where cymatics comes from.
And I guess that's because sound travels as a wave form, yes?
That's right.
Probably, yes. So actually, folks, I didn't know what it meant, but I wanted to ask Mandara because, hey, that's what somebody who's doing an interview does.
Yeah, well, Dr. Yeni's work itself is just truly fascinating. And there's a beautiful book on his work that is produced by Macromedia called Cymatics by Hans Yeni. It's been translated into English, so we're really grateful for that. And today in our modern day, we have Alexander Lauterwasser has a beautiful book called Water Sound Images, which is these sounds coming through water, which is really fascinating because the body is over 70% water, so you really get to see what is sound doing to us at a cellular level. And then we have also John Reed, who's invented the cymoscope, which is a more portable version of Dr. Yeni's work. And he has combined forces with Eric Larson, and they've created this beautiful piece of equipment that I saw recently in an exhibit at Explora Museum in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this is just wonderful because people can actually see what the sounds they are making, the sounds they are speaking, what shapes they take.
Yeah, it's really, particularly Eric's work with water. I have a forthcoming book that is actually probably arriving today, what they call the galleys, which are the last proofs of it, for Hay House, and I have a couple of pictures of Eric Larson's creation of some water frequencies, water that was exposed to different frequencies. And folks, I wish you could see this because, I mean, in my mind, one of the shots just looks so much like what one might perceive of as some sort of interdimensional or extraterrestrial flying machine, just full of wonderful, wonderful geometries and stuff like that. And it's simply water being vibrated by sound frequencies taking on these extraordinary, extraordinary sacred geometric shapes. And this is what Mandara has been talking about. They're just really, really great. Yes. And incidentally, Mandara, just side note is that our friend Jeff Volk, who our listeners may know about, who publishes Dr. Yeni's cymatics book, just sent me a picture synchronistically of Peter Manners, in his clinic in England, and we'll talk more about that. I'm going to play a little bit of music for you because you were talking about vowels and you were talking about all these other little things. So I'm going to play a little excerpt from something called Reiki Chants that I did, which I think everybody might like a whole lot. But that's not it. That's not it, by gosh. Maybe that's it. Here we go. All right. See you soon.
sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show at www.healthylife.net. My special guest today, November 14th, 2007, Mandara Cromwell. We're talking about Mandara. We're talking about psymotherapy. We'll be talking about the second international sound healing conference. And I just wanted to say that the music that we went out with, I had a specific reason for playing that. Not only Mandara, because you said you had some interest in Gregorian chant. That wasn't Gregorian chant. That was actually the Reiki chants done almost in a Gregorian style. But I had the most interesting experience, which was that I was using the Psyma 1000 on a friend, and that happened to come on, and all of a sudden I felt the energy really just, if you like, multiply or, you know, triple or become sort of some sort of geometric multiple of what was being manifested. And I realized it was also possible for external sounds to amplify the field of healing that was being created with sound. So I think we're going to be finding also in the future that indeed we can really even amplify further the inventions, the discoveries, the sounds that we make by being in places where other sounds are very, very gently just encoding themselves on it and working in a synergistic manner. But let me stop talking and let me ask you, Mandara, first and foremost, did you ever get to meet Peter Guy Manners?
Yes, I did. I have actually had the good fortune of spending quite a bit of time with Peter. And
Where was that?
That was in 2001. This was in April of 2001 that I received that very special telephone call, that special tap on the spine. Shortly thereafter, I jumped on an airplane and went over to England to meet Peter, because I thought, golly, I need to find out what's really going on here. It was just so fascinating, the information that the caller had given me. And because of the wonderful World Wide Web, I was able to Google Peter and find out a little bit about him and about his work, and called him up on the telephone and told him that I'd like to come visit, and he welcomed me to come over. And so that was in 2001.
And you spent time in his... He had a fairly nice clinic, shall we say, in... it's called Brickforton, and I guess they call it Worcestershire, huh?
Yes, it's in the Worcestershire area in the Cotswolds. It's a beautiful little village called Brettforton, and the name of his clinic was Brettforton Hall Clinic. It's no longer open. He retired to the countryside with his wife a few years ago after he closed the clinic. He's given so much, and... you know, he has passed the baton, and I'm so grateful that and honored that I've been I feel like I've been chosen to carry on this message to the next level, when I know someone else will appear and take it on further. But I do want to share with you a little bit about his clinic, Jonathan, and I think you've been there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so it's in this really peaceful little village called Brettforton, and the clinic itself was a historic landmark, and it looked like a castle. Adjacent to the castle was a an enclosed swimming pool, and the pool was charged with these incredible frequencies. That the one that he had playing most of the time was the vital life force frequency. And getting into the water, that there were no chemicals or anything in the water, but the water felt very slippery, silky, and you were more buoyant. And when I was in the water, you just swim around for like, you know, like 20 minutes. I had a friend with me who was actually an oncology nurse. And she had a situation on her shoulder where she had a mole removed years ago. And what happened is... scar tissue formed, and for those who are not familiar, it's called keloiding. It's a keloid scar tissue where the scar tissue gets a little confused. Scar tissue is nature's band-aid to help us heal. Anyway, this scar tissue gets a little confused, and it gets real painful, and almost looks like a rope. So it bubbles up on the skin. So she had this situation happen to her, and went back to the plastic surgeon and said, "Hey, can you do something like this?" And he something with this to remedy this. And he said, "It's better if you leave that alone." And so years went by, and she found a new plastic surgeon who had just come out of school, and he's, "Oh, yeah, we know how to treat those now." And so she went back in. Well, things didn't turn out so well. The scar was even more painful and looked like a bright red rope about the size of your little finger, and was really painful. Well, her name is Beth, and Beth is swimming around in the pool. All of the pain went away. And not only did the pain diminish totally, but the redness began to dissolve. And normally she would have to wear a one of those bandages that people who have burns put on, so that it would make the scar not so painful. Well, she didn't have to wear that anymore. And to this day, it continues to diminish and just looks like a little mark on her skin now. So with that, I was like, wow, if this, you know, water that's charged with vital life force can do that after a couple of sessions of just swimming around, what are the implications here? What, you know, and so then being with Peter... talked to him more about the pool, and he every week would allow children with handicap and disabilities to come in and swim in the pool. It's really a very beautiful, beautiful setting and beautiful healing.
About three things come to my mind that I just want to comment. First of all, beautiful story. many years ago, in the 1980s, Dr. Randall McLellan wrote a book called The Healing Forces of Music, in which he speculated that the most effective way that sound could be used to, if you like, be received and projected into the body was through water. So that, indeed, this makes so much sense to me as one of the really major, if you like, conduits of frequency shifting. And just also, real quickly, the idea is that of sound healing simply is that if something is vibrating out of frequency or out of harmony, this is what we call dis-ease or whatnot, and by using the correct frequencies, we can cause the cellular structure, the molecular structure, the DNA to revert back to its normal, healthy thing. And this is the story that you just talked about. Simply was, you know, this woman swimming, and all of a sudden the scar tissue and then the, if you like, you know, really inflamed tissue somehow, in a very brief time, almost a miraculous time, was resonated back to its normal, healthy place. And how extraordinary. At least right now, but those of us who watch Star Trek will remember the tricorder where they have that, you know, wonderful little instrument that, you know, in just a few seconds can basically project the correct frequencies. Hey, we'll be back, folks, and talking more with Mandara about cymotherapy and all sorts of stuff. Stay tuned.
The healing sounds intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The healing sounds intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret, now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Jonathan Goldman here in the Healing Sound Show, and is this positive talk talking about how sound can heal? I would imagine it is. My guest today is Mandara Cromwell. Mandara is a pivotal figure in carrying on the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who is the, if you like, inventor, creator, pioneer of cymatic therapy, which uses direct application of sound on the body for healing. Mandara is sharing a couple of stories with us. I imagine that if we got into it between the two of us, we could probably just spend the rest of our time here and probably a whole lot more hours in terms of stories of people who have received really almost what would be perceived of as being miraculous healings through sound, particularly through the use of the somatic instrument, which is now called the Simont 1000. So, Mandara, another story that you would like to share with us about the healing properties, or should we talk up? You got something else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'll just share with you a story. When I was there at the clinic the first time, I was sitting in the waiting room, and a gentleman came in on some crutches, and I began engaging in conversation with him, asking him, you know, how long he had been coming to see Peter, and, you know, how did he find the clinic, and, you know, just some really light talk in a way. I certainly didn't want to impose on him about, hey, why are you here, and what's your medical history, but was really curious of, you know, how he came to find out about the clinic and that type of thing. And so what he shared with me was that he was a motorcycle racer, and he happened to be over in Ireland and on in a race, and had an accident in the race, and his leg had become so smashed that he was in the hospital in Ireland, and they wanted to amputate it. There wasn't any bone. The bone was just into smithereens, and they didn't think they could save the leg. And in the very last moment, he said he remembered this sort of country eccentric doctor that his parents would go to. And so he was referring to Peter. So he called.
I'm laughing. Country eccentric doctor. I definitely call him eccentric. Don't know if it's very British and very stodgy on a level. I don't know if I'd call him country, but he lived in, I guess, the British equivalent of country. Sorry, continue.
That's right. So anyway, he calls his parents and says, "Hey, do you think that, you know, doctor could help me?" So they get on, the hospital gets on the phone with Peter, and Peter asks them if they could, you know, stabilize him in some way. Well, this is like 4 months later. The guy is coming to Peter on a weekly basis to the clinic using this cymatic therapy, the sound therapy, and his leg, of course, is saved, and the bone, he's regrown like 3 inches of bone. And so I was just amazed, and so he's now at the point, 4 months later, starting to put weight on the leg. Well, I happened to go, you know, come back to the States, and then went back over to England to spend some more time, and I end up seeing this guy, his name is Neil, in the waiting room again. Well, this time he's not on crutches, he just has a little walking stick. And I ask him how he's doing. He says, "Oh, he's doing much better, you know, getting on with his life." And then last year, I happened to be talking to someone who's used to work in the clinic with Peter, and I said, "Oh, hey, whatever happened to that patient, Neil?" And he said, "Oh, he's totally recovered, and he's back racing motorcycles."
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, essentially, you know, as you're telling me that story, and I'm going, okay, what are our listeners thinking? Because I will attest to the healing power of this particular instrument. I'm not going to go into my own story, but I do have my own story about its healing power, and almost instantaneously, within 20 minutes, if you like, curing me of a condition that I had for a number of months that was extremely painful. This was a few years ago, so I got myself a new Simont Therapy 1000. I have one from the 1980s, which is a little bit like the Model T Ford in comparison to a Corvette or something like that, the Corvette being, of course, the Simont 1000. But, you know, this stuff seems, you know, you tell it to people, and many times they'll go, "Right, yeah, sure, okay, what are you drinking or whatnot?" Because the stories seem so fantastic in terms of the healing nature nothing has happened. And I think the reason for that is simply that the whole concept of healing is a very, very extraordinary, complex, multifoliate layer, almost like an onion. And there are, for example, some people who say, well, they want to get healed, and yet they're holding on to the condition that they have for whatever. It suits them. It serves them. And, you know, whether it's an antibiotic or whether it's some sort of other traditional therapy or whether it's a alternative therapy such as, you know, sauna therapy, the healing is not going to occur because somehow the condition is serving the person. So I will acknowledge that. What do you think of that statement, Lindara?
Oh, well, the emotional component is very key in healing. And I think you really touched on something earlier in the call about stress.
Mm.
And we can look at realigning the body through the analogy of using stress. They say stress is the underlying cause of most disease. And when the body is stressed, then everything is, you know, impacted. The immune system, the digestive system, the respiratory system, everything is impacted because of this underlying stress. And Peter used to share with me about seeing the body as a symphony. And if a, you know, the music, a gust of wind comes in, say a stress comes in, and the sheet music of the violin section goes flying, then the rest of the orchestra is trying to keep up with what is now a stress. And so what the Cyma 1000 offers are these frequency programs that each consist of five frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this harmonic that is like a pitch pipe, kind of like the master pitch pipe of the orchestra. And so this, you know, program consists of the pitch pipe to help everything come back into harmony.
Nice. Well, my wife, Andy, just came down with a little, you know, just a little rhythm. You asked Mandar to describe the Cyma 1000, how it works. I think he described how it works, but can you, in a minute and a half, describe what the instrument looks like?
Yes, the instrument is very portable. It's about the size of your DVD or VCR player, and it has a keyboard on it, kind of like a telephone pad, and you key in the program. The unit has over 700 programs, and each program, as I mentioned before, consists of five frequencies. So it's like having this little quintet playing to your liver or your kidney or your muscle or ligament to help it come back into harmony with the rest of the body.
Indeed. Well, I think we're not gonna, you know, as soon as the music comes on, it means that we'll be we're off for a moment for a break, but I do want to say that we'll be back.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. webcastingnetz.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Jonathan Goldman here with Mandara Cromwell talking about, among other things, cymatic or cyma therapy and how this revolutionary aspect of the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners is now basically manifesting into our consciousness these days. And the first thing I just did want to say was that the sound of the Cyma 1000 is not what somebody would call musical, what most people would not call musical. It's a composite of five different frequencies, and it sounds a lot closer to white noise than to Beethoven's Fifth. So I just say that because sometimes people go, oh, sound healing, they presume that it's going to be like, you know, the music of Mozart. But really, probably the sounds of the actual structure of the body, et cetera, are not what we would call musical in terms of classical music. But I had this wonderful, wonderful professor, and I was talking about that, and I played, you know, I was using the instrument on him, and he said, oh, it's music to me. I said, okay, well, you're a fairly advanced being. But Mandara, how does one find out more about Cyma therapy, your work, and maybe even how to get an instrument if they want?
Yes, they can visit the website at www.cymatherapy.com. That is spelled C-Y-M-A therapy.com. And the instrument, I do want to say, Jonathan, is a Class 1 device registered with the FDA. It's manufactured in an FDA facility, or a registered facility, excuse me. And we are allowed to say that we relieve minor aches and pains.
Okay.
So if anything else happens that you are...
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle, and but we're really good at relieving minor aches and pains, but we do not make any other medical claims, and if anything else happens, we're happy. Yes, and as you mentioned, the sounds are all audible, and they do sound they are not musical. It's interesting because when somebody has something like one of the programs that I love is the program for connective tissue, and when you enter a program and the sound is emitted and your body is really drinking up this nutrition, you'll just go, oh, this feels so good. I could curl up and listen to this for the rest of the day. And and it's applied through an applicator that you actually place on the body. And again, like I say, when you find a program that your body is really soaking it up, you'll just go, wow, this is just so wonderful, so soothing.
And indeed, the sounds can be very harmonious. One of the things, you know, we just got back both Mondar and myself. Mondar is in Atlanta, I'm in Boulder, but we just returned from the International Sound Healing Conference, and so I got back late last night and didn't have time to do this, but so you haven't heard this either, Mondar, but I actually created some music that basically used some of the simotherapy frequencies, and then I created some music on top of it just so that our audience could listen to it, but I didn't have time to transcribe that down to a transducer or burn a CD with it on it. But next time, you know, you're there, you're on the show, we'll do that, and people can hear it. But I just once again highly recommend this wonderful, quote, massage instrument, or whatever you want to call it, as being really representing a future that is now of the use of sound as a healing modality. Let's talk about real quickly. We have 2 minutes left. We just came back from the International Sound Healing Conference in Santa Fe. How'd you like it?
Oh, golly, it was great. It's like this sumptuous buffet. Everything from Vedic chant to the science of sound, using music therapy. And I have to say that I had a gong bath that's still with me.
Yeah.
We had some fabulous keynoters. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, who's a musician and a physician, never ceases to amaze me with his research using sound with the autonomic nervous system, and he just is a wonderful contributor to our world of sound and the science of it. And Jonathan, I have to say that I think your keynote the next morning that you gave really needs to be converted to a DVD and needs to be out there available to the masses. And let me tell you why. You so eloquently explain the world of sound healing. It can be perceived as a really complex world because so many professions do work with sound. As you pointed out, we have musicians, we have psychologists, we have medical doctors, we have scientists. We have all kinds of people who are really part of this world. And I think that this DVD would be an excellent educational tool for, golly, for schools, for garden clubs, just really igniting the public's awareness for what's happening with sound, because this is where we're going.
Well, thank you, Mondar. That's just a lovely, lovely thought. I really appreciate that feedback. And please come back with us on the show, because you've been great. We are just scratching the surface of the work of Peter Manners and silent therapy. And many thanks, and folks, we'll be back for a wrap-up in a couple minutes. Thank you.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the wrap-up of the November 14th Healing Sounds Radio Show, where my guest has been Mondar Cromwell, but Mondar has promised to come back to talk talk more about the work of Peter Guy Manners, Simotherapy, her work, etc. And I think the date is going to be, I believe it's December 12th, which is going to be the second Wednesday in December. Our guest, very special guest, is going to be Vicki Dodd. And for those of you who know of Vicki, she's probably been in this field for about 40 years, and she was actually either developed or born with the ability of hearing different sounds and imbalances from the body. So she uses her voice in a manner that is most extraordinary in terms of being able to put things back into alignment. So Vicki is just really, really an entertaining, extraordinarily wonderful grandmother pioneer in the field of sound healing, and we ask you to join us the second Wednesday. We'll get this together. Sorry, folks, I'm still traveling from Santa Fe. Okay, we'll see you. Jonathan Goldman, over and out with everyone. Keep a little sound in your life, lots of love and light and sound through you.